In an editorial in this morning's English language Egyptian Gazette, the point is made that the Libyan ambassador to Malta had no business at the Valletta airport unless his country was involved in the hijacking. The editorial notes that there were no known Libyan passengers aboard the Egyptian airliner. Yet not only was the Libyan ambassador at the control tower, but he also saw fit to speak with the hijackers. The Libyan ambassador then flew to Tripoli on the instructions of his government. The editorial reflects the mood here in Cairo of growing anger against Libyan Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's regime. Few Egyptians appear to doubt a Libyan connection in the affair, in which 60 people died when Egyptian commandos stormed the plane. Robert Kaplan, ABC News, Cairo.
The federal government may be mounting a disorganized effort against organized crime. The Los Angeles Times reports that a presidential commission believes the federal effort against labor racketeering is fragmented and ineffective. The draft report also warns that there are indications of increasing cooperation between business and the mob. The big trade of the day doesn't concern baseball or football players, but spies. The United States is sending Michael Sesoutis, who is accused of spying for Ghana, back to his native country in exchange for several of his countrymen who are arrested in Ghana for being CIA operatives. Now, yesterday, Sesoutis' lover, ex-CIA clerk Sharon Scranage, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for giving Sesoutis the information he allegedly sent home. When she gets out of prison, she will also face 1,000 hours of community service work. There is an old saying, it's based on opera, that it ain't over till a fat lady sings. Well, apparently, whatever that lady is singing is more thrilling to more people than sex. Psychology Today asked people what gives them a thrill. Sex finished sixth on the list, behind things such as music, scenes in movies, great beauty in nature, and climaxes of operas. Makes you wonder why more convenience stores don't sell magazines under the counter that describe the ending of Aida. This is ABC News.
Checking the local stories, I'm Dave Rickens. As expected, Burley auctioning was brisk throughout Kentucky yesterday, with prices generally about 30 cents below last year's level. The Fayette School Board has delayed installment of the payroll tax until January 1st and may go to court if an anti-tax petition is approved. And a former associate of one-time Governor Julian Carroll is asking Carroll not to run again for governor. Tim, a couple of coaching changes.
One in the pros, one in the college ranks. We'll talk about that. Big news being made. And we will also check out Kentucky's position in the latest Associated Press college basketball poll, which was released yesterday. The Cats move up.
Also, this is our anniversary show, gentlemen. We're 38 years old today. It was on this date in 1947, the WVLK signed on the air. Now, this is an old jingle for Frisch's Restaurant. I remember this. I think I'm dating myself here, but I actually remember this.
No matter how many folks drop by, it bothers us not at all. For a meal or a lunch or a late-night snack, we give Big Boy a call. Stop and enjoy a Big Boy, a double-deck hamburger treat. The national favorite, coast to coast. So stop and enjoy a Big Boy.
Remember, your Frisch Drive-In, 1927 Harrodsburg Road, will be open until 1 o'clock tonight for your eating pleasure. So drive out after the game for one of those eating treats that can't be beat. That's Frisch's Drive-In, 1927 Harrodsburg Road.
Music.
Good morning to you. It's 7:06. Welcome into Second Cup of Coffee Time. Yeah, we're 38 years old today, and we're celebrating in a big way. Getting us back underway with Second Cup of Coffee Time, the guy that sat here every morning for years and years and years and years, an institution in Lexington radio. And, of course, we're talking about Artie K.
Music. That's our middle name. WVLK. Music. 590.
Turning next to the number 8 sound in our top 40 survey this weekend, WVLK, the Fabulous Carpenters, and we've only just begun.
We've only just begun to live, and yes, we've just begun.
Just begun by the Carpenters.
Yeah, thank you, Artie. Artie K, man, what a Lexington fixture. Man, I know I grew up listening to old Artie for years and years and years, as did many people here in Central Kentucky. We haven't heard the last of Artie K this morning. We've got lots of tape of Artie. Glenn Foss is 32 today. Reverend Terry Ferris, bless his old heart, pastor out at Christ United Methodist, had a birthday yesterday. But we didn't get the card from the masked saint telling us about that until I got off the air yesterday. So a belated happy birthday to Terry Ferris. Helen Edwards of Georgetown is 39. Happy birthday also going out to Evelyn Williams. By the way, Artie Kay's birthday would have been this Sunday, December the 1st. Now, this is from the Lexington Herald Leader, dated November 26, 1947, and the headline reads, New station on air today. Lexington's fourth radio station, WVLK, went on the air at 6 o'clock this morning. Broadcasts are being made from studios in the Lafayette Hotel and in the Logan Helm Memorial Library at Versailles. Station is owned by Bluegrass Broadcasting Company, of which A.B. Chandler is president, Roy G. Williams, vice president, Colvin P. Rouse, secretary treasurer. The station will operate 24 hours a day on 1,000 watts at 590 kilocycles. Station was later, of course, raised to 5,000 watts. Executive offices and program continuity, bookkeeping, and traffic departments are located in Versailles and the news, promotion, and sales offices in the Lafayette Hotel. Broadcasting studios are in both headquarters and the station's four tower antennas located on the Yarnleton Ironworks Pike. 25 persons will be employed by the station, which is a mutual broadcasting system affiliate. Did you know that when VLK went on the air and later went to CBS before going to ABC back in the early 70s. They include W.D. McCamish, Lexington General Manager, Edwin L. Rogers, Washington, D.C. Program Director, Miss Betty Anginocchio, Lexington Commercial Continuity Director, and Miss Margaret Middledorf, Florence, Promotion Director. So that's why we're celebrating today, 38 years of broadcasting. Lots of neat things to come this hour and, in fact, all morning long. Right now at 12 after 7, well, I'll tell you, let's do this first.
WBLK Weather.
Well, a 90% chance of occasional rain today, 80% chance of rain continuing tonight and tomorrow. High today, 68, low tonight, 55, high tomorrow, 62. It's raining in 60, and with a sports update, here's Tim Smile.
Thank you, sir. Bum Phillips resigned as head coach of the New Orleans Saints yesterday. Club is 4-8, including a Sunday victory over Minnesota. Wade Phillips, Bum's son, as well as the club's defensive coordinator, will take over the head coaching duties on an interim basis. Also out of work right now, Foz Fazio, but it wasn't by choice. The head football coach at the University of Pittsburgh was fired yesterday. Panthers were 25-18-3 in 4 years under Fazio. This season ended at 5-5-1 with a loss to Penn State Saturday of 31-0. Fazio says he has no answers as to why Pittsburgh's program retreated during his tenure.
I was very proud, you know, to be a coach of my alma mater. I thank the administration for the opportunity that they afforded me for these past 4 years. Why it didn't work out, sometimes there are no answers, or sometimes I cannot find the answer, you know, for why it didn't work out. But I do know that I have no animosity towards the university whatsoever.
Fired Pittsburgh Panther coach Foz Fazio. The San Francisco 49ers knocked off Seattle 19-6 in Monday Night Football last night. Joe Montana threw two touchdown passes for the 49ers. The New England Patriots will make their playoff run without quarterback Steve Grogan. He suffered a broken leg and a torn left knee ligaments in Sunday's loss to the New York Jets. Tony Eason, who began the season as the starter, will call New England signals the rest of the way. The Indianapolis Colts yesterday cut Curtis Dickey, saying the veteran running back has an attitude problem. Dickey spent the early portion of this season sidelined because of a knee injury. The first Associated Press College Top 20 basketball poll was released last night. North Carolina supplants Georgia Tech as the number one team. Tech is second. Kentucky moved up a spot to number 10 in the latest poll. Louisville is ranked ninth. Kentucky opens the first of two games in Hawaii tonight when the Cats take on Chaminade. You can hear the game right here on WVLK. Eastern Kentucky University opens its basketball season tonight with a game on the road against Georgia Southern. EKU head coach Max Good says one of the Colonel's strengths this year will be its depth.
I think we've got very quality backup players, and I hate to even use the term backup players, but we're going to have to designate five people to start because the rules dictate that. But I think so that our players coming off the bench will be a fresh player coming off the bench will be more capable than our starters are when they're tired. So I don't think we'll drop off that much in ability when we have to go to our bench, which that was very much was not the case in the past 4 years here.
EKU head coach Max Good. And the manager of Latonia Racecourse says 2,500 to 3,000 angry patrons had to leave without seeing a single race last night. The 10-card schedule was canceled at the Northern Kentucky track because of a contract squabble between jockeys and horsemen. And that's the look at sports. 14 past 7 o'clock. Tim Smile. Now Reporting, inviting you to stay tuned for Kaywood's comments coming up just a minute or two.
I was looking through a big box of tapes that I had at home the other day and ran across a tape of the morning show when I was here the last time that was recorded in 1977. It was July 28, 1977. And a lot of folks think that this candid microphone thing that I do is something that I've only done for a year or so. But
you used to do it way back when.
Way back then. As a matter of fact, this was shortly after the Hyatt Regency Hotel opened. Mm-hmm. What you're going to hear here is a jingle and then the beginning and the end of a record. The record has been edited out. So, and then we go into a candid microphone bit. So we go back now to July 28, 1977, the Phoenix Hotel.
Jack, Patty, you and WVLK.
Music Radio, WVLK, and a group coming to town this weekend for a show Saturday night at Rupp Arena. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Walk Like a Man at 7:15. And it's time now to become an annoyance and call some willing soul and see if we can put them on. And this morning, our victim, as I dial the phone, is the Hyatt Regency. The Hyatt Regency. Listen closely now. There's the ring. Yes, I was wondering if you could help me. I stayed at your hotel over the weekend, and when I got back home, I found to my dismay that I'd left a suit there in one of the closets.
Okay, so let me ring the lost and found apartment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeping, Sister Rodell.
Yes, I was hoping you could help me. I stayed at your hotel over the weekend and found...
Okay, sir, can you speak up a little bit? I can hardly hear you.
Yes, I'm calling long distance. I stayed at the hotel over the weekend there in Lexington and found, to my dismay, when I got back home, that I had left a suit in the closet there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could maybe help me locate it.
Okay, which room, sir?
I don't recall the room number. It was one of the top floors. My name is Kent, K-E-N-T. Will that help you at all?
First name?
Clark.
Okay, I can check with the front desk and see if they can find out what room number it was. And what kind of suit was it?
It was a blue suit, had kind of red stockings on it, and a large S on the chest.
Okay, and when did you check out?
Sunday night.
Okay.
And I'm very, very concerned about it and really, really need to get it back.
Okay, what is your address and your phone number?
Okay. Actually, you could reach me easier at the Chronicle. I work for the newspaper as a staff writer.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say I'm mild-mannered. I would really prefer to talk to somebody that can, you know, locate this thing for me because it's very important to me.
Well, if you will give me your number, I'll call you back.
Oh, really?
Yes. What?
This is Jack Patty from WVLK, and you're just one heck of a good sport. You're on Candid Microphone. What is...
Who is this?
This is Jack Patty from WVLK Radio here in Lexington, and it's what we're doing here, it's called Putting You On.
Are you really?
Yes, we really are.
You're kidding.
Did you not catch the connection between Clark Kent and the newspaper? And
I did, but, you know, all the people we have staying here, nothing really strikes me as funny.
This is WVLK 590.
We're talking with Fred, an individual retirement account.
A neglected individual retirement account.
Right.
I've been left alone, locked in a desk drawer for over a year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, at tax time they all come running. We need a big deduction. Well, if you want a tax break from me, you got to contribute.
Fred.
You ought to think about your IRA a little more during the year, like right after you get your bonus.
Fred.
What?
First Security can help with all that.
They can?
Sure. They can help end IRA neglect with the complete IRA book.
Now, the book gives you the facts in simple, easy-to-understand language. It even gives the folks coupons to tear out and send in on a regular basis to help them stay in the saving habit.
It's a wonderful habit.
So when tax time comes, they can take full advantage of your tax savings features.
Take advantage of me, please.
With the book, free only from First Security. Substantial interest penalty required for early withdrawal. Member FDIC. Say, Fred, I hate to mention it, but you're awfully short for an IRA.
Well, I'm only 3 years old.
As Christmas draws nearer, we at Hardee's would like to tell you about something really... About something really special. Now, come on, guys, cut it out. Great. Now, we want to tell you about something really special. It's happening right now at Hardee's. A collection of five enchanting Disney stuffed toys for just $2.19 each, plus tax. There's Dumbo... Thank you, Dumbo. I think everyone knows who you are. Now, as I was saying, Dumbo, Pinocchio, Lady, Bambi, and one of the 101 Dalmatians. You get the picture. So a Disney stuffed toy, perfect gift value at only $2.19 plus tax when you buy any sandwich, fries, and Coke at the regular price. Collect all five, one each week, and make it a magical Christmas for your kids at participating Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Prices may vary while supplies last.
Okay, with comments brought to you by All Right Pest Control, Lexington's only pest control agency, owned and operated by a licensed entomologist. Once again, here's Kay Wood.
Catfish, a Southeastern Conference basketball preview. Today, it's Tennessee.
You got creepy crawling critters that won't go away. Just pick up the telephone and call us today. Let the bug man get them. All Right Pest Control. I said, Bug-Bug-A-Man, All Right Pest Control. I said, Bug-Bug-A-Man, All Right Pest Control. Just call up the Bug-Man, All Right Pest Control.
If you've got creepy crawlies giving you the heebie-jeebies, call the Bug Man at All Right Pest Control. All Right is Lexington's only pest control agency owned and operated by a graduate entomologist, a man who's made it his business to know all about bugs. So for the insect or rodent pests that are bugging you, call the Bug Man at All Right Pest Control. Phone 276-4455 in the Yellow Pages under Pest Control. All Right.
All Right Pest Control.
A group of sports writers in the SEC voted Tennessee's Don DeVoe the best bench coach in the league. Tennessee was down last year, finishing with an 8-10 record in the league. The Vols went to the NIT and won third place with a victory over Louisville. The Vols finished strong, and four of those starters are back, plus perhaps the top freshman in the league in 6'11", Doug Roth. Coach DeVoe.
We have four starters coming back on a team that was 8-10, so I don't know if that's good or bad. I think that, you know, it's good because the players have improved, and we have improved ourselves with, I think, good recruits. We're a little bit bigger than we were a year ago, and that's where we really got hurt, was on the board. So we'll be a better rebounding team, and I think we'll just be a lot stronger squad.
While DeVoe thinks the Vols will be stronger, he says his team needs improvement in a lot of areas.
We really need to improve on our team rebounding. We need to have four guys on the floor that can do a better job rebounding. And I'm always a stickler on defense, and I think we can play a lot better defense.
Observers are predicting that Tennessee could be the most improved team in the SEC this season and a dark horse contender. DeVoe doesn't see it that way.
I think we're an average team in the Southeastern Conference, and an average team is going to beat some teams better than what we are, and then an average team will lose to some teams that probably shouldn't lose to. In other words, we probably aren't going to be a very consistent team, but we are going to be better than last year, and that should help us with our SEC record.
We asked Don DeVoe what he expects from Kentucky this season.
Well, I'm predicting that Kentucky will have a great year. Eddie Sutton is a proven winner. His teams are tough with the team defense. The players will probably shoot the ball from the perimeter much better than they have in the past. A new coach with great players such as Kentucky usually has a great season in that inaugural year. So I'm expecting Kentucky to do quite well.
Tennessee coach Don DeVoe. Tomorrow, Ole Miss. This is Keywood Ledford.
Hi, Keywood, 24 after 7. This first check of Lex Traffic for the morning brought to you by Food Town, your hometown grocery store. What's the gain? Here's D. Captain. Morning, Captain.
Hello, Catfish.
Well.
It's not a bad morning here. We improved greatly on the visibilities in the last 15, 20 minutes, son. We've got a little light rain out here right now, but visibility's gone up from a mile, a quarter up to 3 miles, so I hope it stays up that way. A little bit on the wet side here, though, a little repeat of yesterday, but not all that bad. And let's see, we had a malfunction in traffic light reported over on Nicholasville at Zandale a few minutes ago. Police unit was taking a key there to the box. I think maybe they got it reset or something. We had problems with those lights last night, so we won't be on the alert through there this morning. And before I let you go, I want to mention, too, briefly here that this is National Adoption Week now, because I've got a note here from the Cabinet of Human Resources, and Virginia Sturgeon over there dropped me a note, and she just wants to remind everybody about all these kids that are waiting for adoption now. They've got it, and this is Adoption Week, so keep that in mind now and get a hold of them if you are interested in that. Cabinet for Human Resources, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, they're down there on West High Street, so I want to pass that along. What's going on? I hear all this stuff you're playing this morning about all these folks and everything. Brings back memories.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're 38 years old today. It was November 26, 1947, that WVLK went on the air. I've got something that may bring back a memory for you, Captain.
What? Is she back in town?
No, she didn't. She didn't come back. She threatened to, but she didn't. No, listen to this. See if you remember this.
Oh, okay.
That's the weather report. Now let's go high in the sky to Captain Tag.
All right. Down World War Avenue right now. There's a train coming. Looks like it's going to be backed up for just a little while.
Operator, if I find the time. Operator, if you find the time. Please put me through to the man up above, whom we all cherish, trust, and love. He's apple pie, mother and the flag. Oh, my God. It's Captain Tag.
You remember that, Captain?
Yeah, I did that skag, I'll tell you what. He was in town not long ago, and I tried my best to get over and see him. Yeah, we got a lot of comments on that.
The Ode to Captain Tag.
Yeah. Pat Holride, that used to be with the Kingston Trio, you know, and of course his dad was in the, you know, you remember him, too.
Oh, absolutely.
He was an old showman from way back there, and Pat took it from him. Yeah, I remember, my royalty check hadn't come in, though.
Still haven't made any money on that.
No, but I think that's, you need to get one written like that before you die. Now, generally when you die, they say, well, he was a nice guy, or he, you know, they fly up, you know.
Right.
Of course, well, I know, they said he's dead, and they say you're not supposed to say anything about bad about the dead. I said, well, he's dead good. Glad we got this. Yeah, well, that's real interesting this morning. See,
yeah.
I'm listening to you there with bated breath. Those guys, have you played the commercial that Artie Kate did that lasted so long? I don't guess you got enough time. Were you aware of that one?
No, I don't think I've got that. I've got some Artie Kate commercials, but I don't think I've got that one.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
He did one, and I think we timed it down at the station. This was a number of years ago. Timed it, and the spot ran something like about 13 minutes or something like that.
And they were probably paying for 30 seconds.
See, and Artie, he just went on and on. And they're nice people. And they just went on and on. Hacker would have had a heart attack there, wouldn't he?
I believe you're right, Kim.
Okay, well, I'll get right back with you and be listening to you.
He wears a patch over one eye. That's why they call him the Eye in the Sky. He's apple pie, brother and the flag. Oh, my God.
It's Thanksgiving Day, but instead of getting to watch the parades, you're in the kitchen basting the bird. Tired of that scene? Then change it. Order your entire holiday dinner from your hometown Foodtown Deli. One call ahead and you can pick up a fully cooked 10 to 12 pound turkey, great homemade dressing, cranberry relish, rolls, and a pumpkin pie, all for just $23.95.
Foodtown is your hometown grocery store. Come on.
Foodtown, putting a smile back in your holidays.
Christmas is waiting at the saving place. We're stocking up on spirit for you. We'll make your season merry right from the start. There's a whole lot of Christmas at Kmart. Bring us all the names on your Christmas list. They're hinting for the names in our store. You'll feel so very jolly and so darn smart, 'cause you can't do better than Kmart. You can get Stanley's Balding in the Row. The best things and best prices and a whole
cable entertain you. Right now, try the Cable Plus package of great channels, plus a cordless remote control unit for just $1 the first month. For another buck, try your first month of HBO and Cinemax. Our month-for-buck offers apply to current and new subscribers. Special savings, too, on telecable installation. Call now.
A month for a buck.
Certain restrictions apply. Call telecable at 268-1134 for details. Offer ends November 30th.
Another Checkalex traffic brought to you by Office Automation Center, your authorized IBM products dealer at 2549 Regency Road in Lexington. Once again, here's the captain.
Okay, Catfish, had both hands there busy for a second or two. We're off Bluegrass here with a momentary delay there to get out, but not bad this morning. We've got 1,000 or so feet there on ceiling, I think they called it. 2,000, I believe, was overcasted. Visibility's up 3 miles. There is some fog in the area, though, and we ought to, you know, be looking for some patches of rain as you move about. As a matter of fact, I got quite a bit of rain there on New Circle this morning. We came out, hit one area where it was really coming down. You had to get the old wipers going pretty strongly. I haven't reported any accidents yet, but I haven't been that solid over on police channels, and I will get right back over there right now and see if there's anything else going on. We're coming out on the radio 46 Fox, thank you. And we're coming up on New Circle right now about the Versailles Interchange. Looks all right here, so stay with us, and we'll be updating you. We're a 59 traffic after.
Office Automation Center, your authorized IBM typewriter dealer, introduces the IBM Action Writer, a great gift idea.
We're your type for memos and manuscripts, love letters for labels and laundry lists. If words are the way you write, we're your type.
Office Automation Center Lexington presents the perfect gift for home or personal use. The Action Writer, only $545 at Office Automation Center, 2549 Regency Road.
731. Time now for an update from the Information Center brought to you by Lexington Federal Savings and Loan, an old friend with new ideas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jack. It's raining in Lexington, 60 degrees. Fayette County school board members have decided to postpone the effective date of the 0.5% payroll tax until January 1st. That follows the move by the Board of Elections to give anti-tax workers extra time to collect signatures on a petition to put the issue to a public vote. The extension was granted last week, and school board chairman Barth Pemberton didn't like it. He says the board has done everything on the up and up.
Everything that has been done according to the state statutes. If people don't agree with how the board has handled this, they need to talk to their legislators, not the board members.
Anti-tax workers, members of Citizens for Tax Relief, have until the first week of December to collect the sufficient number of names to get the tax put to a public test. Liquor stores have been ordered closed in McGoffin and Nicholas counties after a federal judge refused to grant an injunction keeping them open. The store shut down last night, and operator Don Bailey calls it a major loss.
Several $1,000s in my store, as well as the other 30 liquor and beer license holders in McGoffin and Nicholas County.
Bailey and other store owners had filed a federal lawsuit. They were ordered closed by the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which said state law was violated when elections were held in districts of dry counties. It's 7:33 at the Information Center.
A Lexington Federal Now account is one of the best checking buys in town. You pay no service charge when you maintain a low minimum balance of $300. You earn 5.25% interest from the date of deposit until the day your checks are presented for payment.
Kentucky stands to get a share of a settlement in a suit filed against Exxon Corporation. That's unless the U.S. Supreme Court reviews the case, Kentucky Attorney General Dave Armstrong explains.
This litigation comes from primarily a lawsuit against the Exxon company, which Kentucky should experience about a $26 million windfall sometime in early spring for overcharges that have been assessed from our population base and our use base of oil products.
Exxon has been ordered by lower courts to pay back $2 billion to the states involved. Clear skies and an almost full moon are forecast for a liftoff tonight at 7:29 Eastern Time of Space Shuttle Atlantis. It's only the second scheduled after-dark blastoff of the shuttle program. Coming up in sports, Eddie Sutton talks about tonight's matchup with Chaminade. A Kentucky Veterans of Foreign War Service officer will visit VFW Post 680 Friday, December 6th from 9 to 3. If you need more information, call 502-582-5840.